This is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 7, as I've recorded on my MacBook Pro using Soundtrack Pro and the Mac's built-in microphone. As I stated before, I have no sponsorship. I'm not sponsored by Apple. I'm just stating what I'm using for your reference in case you want to do a podcast or recording yourself. To those of you who are new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know what I talk about here is of my own opinion and from my experience with guitars, amps, effects, and so on. Please chime in with comments and questions with emails to info@theguitarpodcast.net. Today, we're going to talk about some movies and some guitar effects pedals, primarily distortion pedals and overdrive pedals. A little background on what's been going on and why I haven't had an episode in more than a month, it appears. We have moved, my wife and my daughter have moved into a new house. We've been unpacking and making repairs and things that weren't necessarily revealed in the inspection of the house or the walkthroughs and such. Hey, you just don't know until you're actually in the house and start living there to see what really needs to be fixed or changed or repaired or whatever. And about, two weeks into moving into the house, we had our second daughter. Yay! It's really cool. It's really an exciting time for us, and it's just very busy. It's regrettably, I haven't been able to do a podcast, and it's been eating at me quite a bit over the last several weeks. And, well, I'm doing one this morning at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I just woke up, and I'm like, I have to do this. I feel really bad. Anyway, so on with the show. It also may sound like I have a bit of a cold. My allergies have been really active over the last couple weeks. I guess the pollen count has been through the stratosphere, just insanely high in Indiana. And it usually doesn't affect me quite this strong, but it is this year. Anyway, so that's why my voice may sound just slightly different. First off, I want to talk about a few movies. One is Les Paul, Chasing Sound. What an awesome movie about an awesome man. There's so much information about him on the movie, about how he came up as a guitar player in Waukesha, Wisconsin, how he moved to Chicago, how he went through from playing country and then playing jazz, and how he made that transition so smoothly. And I didn't realize how great of a guitar player he was, and I have to admit, it bothered me last year whenever it seemed like it was just kind of glazed over when he passed away. And I don't think people realize how important he is to not only the history of guitar and jazz, but I mean, without him, we wouldn't have the Les Paul guitar or the SG guitar, and beyond that, in music, we wouldn't have multi-tracking. He invented multi-tracking. So I highly recommend watching the movie Les Paul, Chasing Sound. It's amazing. I'm going to watch it again and again. It's just so impressive. And I think he was 90 when he passed away last year. Just highly recommend it. Must see for any guitar player, especially electric guitar players and jazz guitar players and so on. The second movie I want to talk about is It Might Get Loud with The Edge, Jack White, and Jimmy Page. If you're into electric guitars, this is a must-see. I'm going to watch it again and again as well. It is very cool to see how different all three of the guitar players are, where, you know, Jack White is so much into the energy and emotion and power of playing the guitar. He's not super technical or anything, but what an amazing guitar player. And then you have Jimmy Page, who was an innovator in early conversion from blues to rock in the British Invasion. A very good guitar player. I guess that's an understatement, really. That he can play. He is a fairly technical guitar player with blues and acoustic guitar. He's just amazing. I mean, so his physical attributes, the way his fingers can move without any effects or anything, it's just really great. Then you have a guy like The Edge, who utilizes electronics in making his sound, where his fingers may not be doing anything that's really technically demanding, but what his mind and his ear can do with using the effects, delays and such, it just It makes this amazing sound, and when he breaks things down for you in the movie, it's amazing. He's doing something very simple with his fingers, but then whenever he times his delays and syncopates everything, it becomes this amazing sound. Anyway, highly recommend both movies. Netflix it, or I don't know if it's at Redbox or wherever. Get them, watch them, enjoy. So now I'm going to talk a bit about overdrive pedals and distortion pedals. In future, there'll be some future episodes where I want to talk about your signal chain and building your pedal board, basically what to start with and how to build upon, you know, a basic board until you know, up to like a board that has all sorts of different things, true bypass loopers and all that sort of stuff. But today I want to focus on a few distortion and overdrive pedals that I'm using and I recently purchased. One that's a main part of my pedal board, my overdrive, is the Toadworks Death Rattle. Now, that name sounds pretty crazy, like it's going to be a death metal, in your face, cut your head off type of a overdrive or distortion pedal, and it's really not. It's a overdrive pedal that has two channels. One is modeled after a Marshall Plexi amp overdrive, and the other one's modeled after a Fender Tweed amp of the 50s, and then there's a clean boost that you can switch to go from in front of the pedals or after the pedals. Each side, each channel has its own tone, volume, and gain, which is excellent, so that you can really model them individually. You have basically three pedals in one. You have the Plexi overdrive, the Fender type overdrive, and a clean boost. It's all true bypass. It's a very nice pedal. Now, Toadworks has gone away from the Death Rattle, and they've discontinued it. And now it is the Fat City, which it's the same pedal, but different. When I was talking to the owner, the builder of Toadworks pedals, he was saying that it's the best pedal he's ever made. It blows the Death Rattle out of the water. And I can't imagine how it could be better than the Death Rattle, because I really love mine. It's a, you know, I traded a friend of mine some pickups for it, and he just said, hey, this is a cool pedal. Give it a shot. See what you like. You know, I'm not using it. I haven't really messed with it too much. And he just handed it to me, and I was like, oh, I tried it out, and I loved it. And I said, well, you know, what do you want to do? So we just traded some pickups for it, and now it's a mainstay of my sound. It works really well with my Les Paul and SG into my Marshall or my Gibson GA40. They just sound, both sides sound pretty good. I prefer the Tweed side and the clean boost. I use the clean boost behind or post after the overdrives. I used to use them before, but you know, I switched back and forth on that. You know, do you want to drive the clipping inside the pedal, or drive the volume from the overdrive into the front end of the amp? And I've gone back and forth. Right now, I feel like I want to push it into the front end of the amp and not into the pedal. So that's basically where I am with that. Now, the new Fat City, it is something that makes it a little better than the DR, is that you can cascade each overdrive pedal, overdrive channel into each other. Whereas with a DR, either you're using the Tweed side or the Plexi side and boosting either one of them. What you can do with the Fat City is you can have overdrive one on, and then turn overdrive 2 on and cascade them. You're layering the overdrives on top of each other, making a thicker sound. Sometimes you can do that with other distortion or overdrive boxes, and they work really well together. Other times it just sounds like a mess. That may be good to you, though. Who knows? It's all about, you know, personal taste, like I've talked about before, with guitar sounds and music. It's art. It's subjective. If you like it, then that's great. Not everybody will. Not everybody won't. And the Fat City still has a pre and post switch for clean boost, and it as well as all true bypass. Now, my compression pedal is a Mr. Squishy by Toadworks, and it's awesome. Typically, what I understand is that most people using a Les Paul or a humbucking guitar, they won't use a compression pedal with their humbuckers, but they will with their single coil guitars, because basically they're saying that the compression just squishes all the tone out of the humbuckers. Thing about the Mr. Squishy is it's not squishing the tone out of my humbuckers like I would typically expect from a compression pedal. I even had a friend of mine last week when I was playing, I said, you know, listen to this, let me know what you think, if it's taking away or adding to or improving the sound. And we both agreed that leaving that on, I leave it on the whole time, and it just sounded better with the Mr. Squishy compression on, and it as well as true bypass. I really like the Topeworks pedals. They're really nice. Those are the only two that I have. The only two that are really interesting to me, other than the Little Leo, sounds really intriguing. I don't know that I would I'm going to upgrade to the Fat City, but I would suggest trying out either the Death Rattle or the Fat City to see if the combination of overdrives works for you. They very well may. I'm just very happy with the Death Rattle. It costs a lot of money to upgrade those pedals. They're boutique pedals, high end. They're very nice, very well constructed. I just can't say enough good things about them. And I had no idea about them until my buddy just handed it to me and said, "Hey, try this out. I'm not using it. I don't know anything about it." And then I wouldn't let him have it back. One more thing about the Death Rattle, and just to clarify, I view it as an overdrive pedal, not a distortion pedal. There is a bit of a difference. Distortion I look at is over the top, almost fuzz-like, where overdrive is like when you're pushing your amp just a little more to give it a little hair, a little bite, up to the point where it might get to distortion. Just a little clarification on that. Now on to talk about some other distortion and overdrive pedals. Now my first distortion pedal was an Arion Metal Master I bought when I was 14, and it was a bit much, especially going into a little Gorilla amplifier, a little practice amp. When I got my first full-size 100 watt amplifier, which was a solid state RG125 by Randall, I didn't use the distortion pedal anymore. I used the distortion that was in the amp. It sounded a whole lot better. Just really nice amp until the speakers blew. Anyway, I have several distortion and overdrive pedals. I have two modded DS1s. Those are this Boss distortion pedals. One is the Keeley modded DS1, which is the Ultra Seeing Eye. You can have a vintage distortion or an over-the-top in-your-face Steve Vai lead, screaming lead distortion. That's one that is excellent if you scoop the mid out of your amp. You can get some really good Metallica tones, some good metal tones, or you could turn the distortion all the way down and it's still clipping. It's still giving you distortion, but it's really nice full body distortion, nice round bass and crisp highs. It's just a much better distortion than the stock pedal. The other DS1 I have is, I think I got it on eBay really cheap. Somebody had, I think somebody just modded it in their garage with one of those kits you can get on eBay for like $19 or $29 for the chips and the resistors and such to improve it. And it sounds excellent. I actually used it more than I ever used the Keeley version. And I had the distortion all the way down. And it had more than enough. When you hammer that thing with a Les Paul or an SG, it gives you it gave me plenty of distortion. Unless you're, you know, playing Metallica or some really big time metal, I wouldn't add any distortion to it. Now, if I were playing Metallica or some big time metal, I would certainly add the distortion to it because more is better, right? Anyway, those are both great. I highly recommend the Keeley modded or even somebody's garage modded, as long as they did it right. I mean, I got mine really cheap. It sounds awesome. It's great. They are not true bypass though. Now, another pedal I've gotten a hold of, and I have two because I wanted to have a backup, is the fourth version of Full Tone OCD, the Obsessive Compulsive Drive. And it is true bypass. What a great pedal. It has the germanium chip and it's a little darker. I use the low pass filter, so it's a little more of a classic tone. I use it with a Strat, and it's excellent for my bridge pickup on the Strat. It's warm, it's nice, doesn't get shrill and everything. I primarily use that pedal with a Strat. Works really well. It's a little too dark for my Les Paul or SG, but it works perfectly for the Strat. Now, back to the Death Rattle, I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use the tweed side with my Strat. It's just a little shrill for it. The Plexi side's pretty good. I don't use it a whole lot. The OCD's great. Two pedals I just picked up. One is a Zen Drive. It's supposed to be able to get that Dumble overdrive in a pedal. They're fairly pricey, true bypass. Amazing sounding pedals. Depending on what amp you plug it into and your patience in being able to dial it in right, I heard all kinds of great things about it and was very excited when I got got a hold of it, and then I plugged it into my Marshall with my SG, and I was like, well, where's this awesome tone? And I couldn't get it. It sounded really thin and brittle and then kind of nasally, and it just wasn't getting it. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it just depends. Maybe it's a specific thing you're looking for. And so then I looked online and I saw some pictures of them on people's boards and such. And I started dialing them in the way I saw they had them. And the seas parted, the clouds opened, and everything was beautiful. It sounded really good then. So it's a touchy pedal to get right, but it sounds really good. The other pedal I picked up is a Exotic AC Booster, and that thing sounds amazing. As soon as I turned it on, plugged it into my Marshall JCM-800 with my SG, it was singing. It sounded so great. I turned up the bass, and wow, it boosted the bass of that Marshall big time. It's an open back 212 Marshall, so it doesn't have quite the same amount of bass as, say, if it were running into a 412 cabinet. That pedal just sounded amazing. Highly recommend it. The funny thing about that is, though, the guy I picked that pedal up from, he was running it into a Dr. Z, and he was totally unsatisfied with it. It was not what he expected, not what he wanted. He couldn't dial it in to do anything. And it was just amazing to me that I didn't have high expectations for that pedal at all. I thought it looked cool and everything, and I knew it was true bypass. And I'd seen some demos online of the AC Booster. But whenever I plugged it in and turned it on, wow, what an amazing little pedal. And it just goes to show, it really depends on what that pedal is interacting with. If it's, you know, I don't know how it's going to be with my GA40. I'm thinking it's going to sound pretty good with it because it already has a good amount of gain, just because it's a low wattage amp and I turn it up loud and it's already breaking up and sounding amazing. And it may be that, you know, the Dr. Z is not a gainy amp. It's a very clean amp. And that very well may be the issue there. But I highly recommend all those pedals. I at times want to buy a different pedal or whatever and think about trading, but I know as soon as I trade off a pedal or sell a pedal, I'll wish I hadn't. So they're not going anywhere. They will be a mainstay of my collection. Anyway, I've probably gone long enough with this episode, and just want to tell you that eventually I'd love to do some demos of the guitars I have, or amps, and definitely the pedals. But, you know, if you want to hear some demos of any of these pedals, I highly suggest going on YouTube and just typing in the name of the pedal. There are some specific channels that I listen to or check out regularly. ProGuitarShop.com. They are excellent demos. Andy is great. Plays songs that you will recognize and understand what kind of song or what song you're supposed to use that pedal with, or what kind of music. It just really is really great. Gear Man Dude does great demos. And he has a great sense of humor, and there's this legendary, mythic kind of thing behind. Well, you just have to watch the videos, and you'll know what I'm talking about. You may already know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'd watch those. Eventually, I'd love to do some videos, like I said, or just some either video podcast or on YouTube. Or anyway, whenever I do that, I'll let you know. And give you the information on how to find it on YouTube. I will probably rebroadcast it here as a video podcast as well. But that pretty much wraps it up for today's episode of the Guitar Podcast. Please chime in with comments and questions to info@theguitarpodcast.net. I'll either reply back on email or in a future show. This is Lauren Hunt signing off for the Guitar Podcast.